AG Bondi to appeal Biden-appointed judge's woefully insufficient sentence of transgender in Kavanaugh assassination plot. By Amy Furr on October 5, 2025. A Biden-appointed federal judge who sentenced the man found guilty of attempting to assassinate U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh in 2022 is being accused of leniency in the case. Judge Deborah Boardman sentenced Nicholas Rosk to 8 years in prison on Friday, Fox News reported on Saturday. Rosk is a transgender person, or a man living as a woman, who goes by the name Sophie. The sentence is more lenient than what the Department of Justice, DOJ, had sought. Prosecutors said Rosk should face at least 30 years, while Rosk's defense team had asked for 8, the Fox article said. In a social media post on Friday, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi said the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, would be appealing the sentence. The attempted assassination of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh was a disgusting attack against our entire judicial system by a profoundly disturbed individual. At the Justice Dept will be appealing the woefully insufficient sentence imposed by the district court, which does not reflect the horrific facts of this case, Bondi wrote. Social media users were quick to reply to her post. One person said, "Good. Transgender criminals should not get preferential sentences. That should not even be taken into consideration what sexual deviancy they possess. Apparently being trans exempts one from the consequences of their illegal acts. 8 years for the attempted murder of one of our Supreme Court justices is a travesty. Congress should impeach the judge in this case," another user commented. Rosk initially told law enforcement he was inspired by the leak of the draft opinion in the case that overturned Roe v. Wade, Breitbart News reported in January. The man pleaded guilty in April to attempting to kill a U.S. Supreme Court justice. According to the outlet which reported on Friday that his mother pointed to her son's transgenderism as a way to secure leniency in sentencing.